to my guests. And Troy Holmes, I've spoken to you a couple of times on the radio. You're from Adelaide. You've got 400 budgies. What have you brought in with us this morning or with you?
We've brought in a couple of budgerigars thanks to a local breeder here, Gary Grace. So what I have with me here is one called a Double Factor Spangle. And over here, this is a normal spangle. So
that spangle is a beautiful bird.
He is a very beautiful bird. So
how old are these birds?
I'd say they'd be about 6 weeks old. So they're not long away from their parents. And this is, as budgerigar breeders, this is a really important time for us to sit and just enjoy company with them so that they're really acclimated to humans, because obviously we're looking for really for them to behave and I guess to have that temperament. That temperament is really important on the show bench.
Yeah.
So spending as much time with them, you know, I guess being out of care for an animal is one of the most therapeutic things you can do, and we're pretty fortunate in the hobby we're in. We get to sit here and pat budgies.
Peter, how many do you have?
I've got about 300, so not quite as many as Troy.
Wow. And you're a Hall of Famer?
I am, yes.
How do you become into the Budgie Hall of Fame?
So the Hall of Fame is all about the number of national wins you have. And so to get into the Hall of Fame, you have to have 7. Or you could have 4 in one particular variety. So if you're a specialist breeder and you win 4 nationals in that particular variety, we'll let you into the hall as well. I've got a mate, a very good mate of mine, who wants to know where this hall is so he can come and visit.
Yeah.
But, but yes, it's a...
Well, that's a beautiful bird. I know nothing about budgies, and I made that very clear to you when I was invited on the perch. But my job is to extract those human stories, right, behind the budgies. But I've been asked to ask you, and apologies in advance if anyone is offended by this word, because it is normally used as vulgar slang. But when you're judging, do you look at the jizz of a bird?
Yeah, you want a bird that's got flair and style.
And that's what jizz is in the bird world, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you want a bird that's got a bit of look at me about it, you know, a bit more like, a bit like Troy rather than me, you know, he's got a bit more...
he's a show pony, right?
Exactly. And good exhibition budgies are the ones that just have that presence in the show cage, and they stand up and they have that... I don't know, that chutzpah,
flair.
The jizz.
Yeah, exactly.
We will take a break and chat more about budgies. So, Troy, these little birds here that you're preening, they're young, as you said. How can you tell a girl from a boy? And what's a girl called and what's a boy called?
So a female budgie is a hen. You can tell the age of, well, you can tell the sex of them a lot of times based on genetics. So if we're pairing a particular variety into another one, but a female budgie, once it matures, most of the varieties will have a brown sear. So yep. Just above the beak, the sear will be brown for a female and it will be blue for a male. There are some exceptions. So there's some albinism in them where you'll see the males will have a flesh coloured sear. But a female budgie is called a hen and a male budgie is called a cock.
And you said that with a smile on your face.
Well, I have a feeling where this is going.
Peter, you had a story about that. What were you crowned?
Yes, no, I when I started off in budgies, you go to your first show and I ended up winning a trophy for best beginner young cock, which my family has dined out on for over 20 years
and
now.
And so they should, Peter, yes. And so they should. Now, this is quite serious business. I mean, you've got a media blackout tomorrow before the judging starts. Troy, you were telling me about the West Australians. They're really competitive. What do you see them doing prior to the show?
Look, I guess the irony of budgies is you need to obviously love animals and be taking good care of them and preening them. And Team WA are some burly men, led by Mick Gearing, who's a butcher. And these guys will be sitting in there with a hairdryer, painting the toenails of the budgies with a bit of baby oil. And to see a brawny big man, you know, Norm Wheatley, he's probably 6'5" and every bit as strong, sitting there preening a budgie and making sure that it's well cared for, is not something that you'd see every day of the week.
So. No, not at all. That's gold. Now, these two birds in front of us, can you put one on my finger? Will it bite me?
No, definitely not.
Okay. I'm not good with animals. No, I'm not good.
You needed to have the finger fully extended.
Okay.
So the budgerigar's taken over the airwaves here for anyone who's listening.
Now, this is going to be streamed nationally, isn't it, from Launceston?
It is.
Yes.
And what about jump onto my finger? Jump onto my finger.
Just poke him underneath gently.
Poke him underneath?
No, you're right.
He doesn't like me.
No, no, you just leave the finger. Just a little.
Sorry.
He's climbing. He's getting ready. There you go.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Finger's not quite long enough for his second foot.
Hang on.
You're almost there.
No, it doesn't like me. Animals don't like
me.
No,
they do.
Come on. Come on. Up you get. No, patience. Hates me. Can't
patience.
Stand me. It wants a cup of tea.
It wants a cup of coffee.
Oh, look, look, look. It's put its head through the handle. Oh, that's a photo. Sorry, everybody. I've got to stop. So, the birds, will they be nervous? Oh, it's Shatnam, a cup of tea.
Look, It's an interesting scenario, the national title. So we have regionals, so your club championships 2 weeks ago, and then last weekend we have the state titles. So they take the best three birds from each club, 28 different varieties, so 84 birds, and they take them to the state titles. Those 84 birds go against all the other clubs in that particular state or zone, and they'll pick the best three for each state. So these guys have been at it for, this will be 3 weekends in a row for most of them. To get up and perform at their best. So there are a few that no doubt will be nervous, a couple that might even be a little bit fatigued, you know, flying in from Victoria and, you know, particularly the guys from WA. And I hear that they're driving down from North Queensland. That's a long way.
Yes, I've heard that too. Look, I cannot wait for tonight. And, you know, you said to think about On the Perch as a bit like the AFL's front bar. So we're going to have some fun, right?
It'll be great. It's the first time we've ever done this and we're very much looking forward to it. So we're having some people patched in from the UK and Belgium, which will be very exciting. And we're also going to meet all the judges, talk to some of the bird carers and also talk to a couple of people who are just sitting outside the Hall of Fame that you never know after this weekend if their cards fall right may end up in there.
And will we be awarding a young cock?
We'll definitely be awarding a young cock somewhere in the mix.
Well, Troy and Peter, thank you so much for coming in and bringing the birds. We'll have some photos of those on our Facebook page and encourage you to name them because at this point they don't have a name. That one doesn't like me.
He definitely does like you. He just likes your coffee a little bit more.
He's giving you the cold shoulder at the moment.
Yeah, he is. Mark says, since Tony Abbott, sadly, these terrible visions come back whenever I hear the word budgie. Guys, looking forward to it. See you at 6 o'clock tonight at the Country Club.